About a local business that suffered a bit of a setback when there was a flood, and now the repair work has begun. The owner of Nola's Bakery in St. Catharines, Melissa Woodworth, joins us now. Hey, Melissa.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? Because last time you were kind of down in the dumps.
Yeah, a little bit down in the dumps for sure. Spirits are lifted now a little bit. You know, the pity party has come to an end. So that's a little bit, you know, it's progress. That's for sure. The emergency work is done, which is good. So the drying is finished.
Okay.
And yeah, so, you know, any and all prevention of mold and everything is complete. So that's a really good relief for everyone involved. Progress in terms of repairs is slow, unfortunately, so I don't think that our opening date is, but I was originally hoping for Mother's Day because Mother's Day is important to me. We had we originally had a really nice high tea event, which was always really popular, and it was always really good for all the moms, well, for anybody really celebrating, you know, being a parent. There's always a really nice day at Nola's, and that's not going to happen this year, unfortunately. So there's a long way to go, a long way to go.
Okay, so fill us in. The flood happened because of a faulty toilet. Was it a pipe? What happened?
So the flood originated from the supply chain hose. So that's the hose that goes from the wall to the actual toilet. So from what we can gather, the water ran for at least 9 hours. So from the time we closed until we got there at 4:30 in the morning, which was amazing because we had a catering event that day that we were supposed to, you know, that we were getting ready for early. So it was a blessing in disguise that we got there that early. Otherwise, it would have ran for another 4 hours. With that being said, it ran through my three units, so the full restaurant and my bakery attached, and then three units beside me. So by the time we got there, it had already gone 6 inches up, and then through the drywall, like up the drywall, and then the flooring. So as of right now, like I said, the emergency work is done, but all of the drywall has been taken up 2 feet and all of the insulation from that as well.
Okay. And then after you suffered that flood, I know you posted, saying that your Ontario Street location, you know, had to be shut down. So now the drying, the drying is taking place. Do you have to replace all of your actual bakery items?
Well, it's part and parcel. So all of our, because we're so fresh forward, all of our foods and everything had to be donated. And then what we couldn't donate had to be thrown out because we don't save or freeze any of our goods. And then our appliances and all of that thing, a lot of it was very low to the ground. So a lot of our appliances did end up being destroyed in the flood. So that was absolutely unfortunate. A lot of it's gone into storage right now just because there's so much to replace and there's so much damage that nothing can be repaired without it being completely moved out. But it's just a lot of Jenga right now because, you know, you can't start working on one place until stuff is moved around to another place. So it's a little bit frustrating trying to get stuff going.
And tell us about, you were looking for solutions last time, and tell us what you've ended up doing.
Yeah, so the silver lining is, it's crazy, actually. I have an amazing story if we do have, 2 minutes.
Yeah, tell us it.
Yeah, so when I started my adventure in all of this, Nola's, I started Nola Granola in 2018, and that was my first step to being an entrepreneur and really putting my head to my passion. And I rented a church out, Immaculate Conception on just off of Grantham on Garnet Street in St. Catharines. And I connected with a wonderful lady by the name of Monique, and she worked with me this whole entire journey of mine. And I connected with her on April 18th, 2018. and I gave her my deposit to the church. And she worked with me ever since then. You know, if I needed more room, if I needed extra space, if I, whatever happened in this journey, she helped me with. And today was my first day back at that church. She opened her doors back up to me and said that she would help me through this flood, and I'd be able to take online orders back and make birthday cakes and all this other stuff, which has been so wonderful. And she came in to see me today while I was baking in the church, and she said, "Oh, Melissa, you'd never guess." She goes, "I found your original deposit check. And, you know, it's dated April 18th, 2018. And I said, "Oh, my gosh, Monique, that is absolutely so cute." She goes, "I'm just going to hold on to it, you know, just keep it into your file." And I said, "Yeah, absolutely. I'd love that." I said, "You know what would be even stranger?" I said, "Why don't you check to see when I reached out to you this time around, just to see how close we are to the date?" And sure enough, the date was April 18th of this year. So it was exactly 6 years to the date of when I started my journey that I reached back out to her.
Oh, wow.
To need help. So Monique in this church is definitely a part of my journey. And it kind of just solidified here that, you know, something good is coming of this, and I'm on this journey for a reason. And just the support of the community has been so tremendous. The orders have been absolutely amazing. I'm not going to say I'm overwhelmed, because I don't want to say that. I don't want to jinx it. But I have these Mother's Day boxes to go that I've put online, and just the feedback and the support from them has been tremendous. And yeah, I don't know. You know, I really don't know what's going to happen with NOLA. It's a very long process. Insurance is a whole other, I feel like you need a whole education, like a whole certificate program, just to know the ins and outs of that.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, there's just so many things you should know, or maybe you don't know, that you needed to know, that you could have known, that you didn't know. And I really don't know what's going to happen there, to be honest, Bonnie. I really don't.
So, I didn't think that we'd go down this road. So you kind of are having doubts that you'll reopen on Ontario Street?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of, it's not looking good right now,
yikes,
to be honest.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't realize it was.
I know.
But would you find another location? Are you still interested in having that storefront?
Yeah, I absolutely am. It's not something that has anything to do with my heart or my intentions or where I want and believe that NOLA's needs to be or wants to be. And it's definitely not because of the community. It's definitely internal. It's definitely something that I've been blindsided by. And I just don't have any control over it. And I think, without saying too much and kind of without getting myself into some trouble, I just that's pretty much all I can say until I kind of speak to some other people and figure out exactly what my options are. Because all I can say right now is that there's just no more work being done on NOLA's right now until more people get involved, unfortunately.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Now, just going back to your Mother's Day boxes, if people are looking to support you and NOLA's and what you were trying to do and what you are doing, how do they make that order?
Yeah, so I posted all of the Mother's Day options. There's like there's a deluxe Mother's Day, which can be done vegetarian, dairy-free. Of course, we're always gluten-free, so that's non-negotiable, or keto. And then there's a standard box, which kind of eliminates the fancier, you know, jumbo shrimps and stuff like that. But you can order online through social media. You can email me. All my information's there. I've been very open about my cell phone number, my, you know, everything. I'm kind of an open book. You can get a hold of me anyway and just send me a message. I confirm it almost immediately. And you can pick up on May 10th, May 11th, or May 12th. And it's all at the church. So the address is on my website, which is super easy. It's just www.nolas.com. And you just roll into the church, and I bring it out, and you roll on out.
Well, I will give my kids and my husband strict instructions to get me a massive box of keto crack for Mother's Day. That's all I want.
Me and my wonderful staff that is so loyal to me made some trays today, so it'll be ready for you, Bonnie. Don't you worry.
It's just the best. If you've never tried this, it is amazing. And it's still, like, it would be keto, it's after its name, but it's just delicious.
Thank you. It's one of the originals, and to this day I can't believe I still eat it as much as I do. It certainly is a favorite, you know.
Yeah, you know, last time we were talking, I received a few messages saying, hey, we heard this mother talking about her diet journey with her son. And that's where everything started. And that's probably, I would assume, why Mother's Day is so important to you, because it all started with, you know, your child needing help and you had to figure it out.
Yes, absolutely. And that's the whole point, right? And that is why Mother's Day is so important to me. You know, there's so many families that came out last year where it was, you know, the mom and the family and the children, you know, came out and they all just celebrated together, and whatever diets they had, you know, whether it was keto or celiac or dairy free or, you know, whatever allergy they were dealing with. It was just really nice to see a family all together, and, you know, they weren't kind of fighting about who was going to enjoy a meal that day. And that's why it means so much to me. That's why NOLAs mean so much to me, you know, regardless of the occasion. So, you know, I just got to fight through it, Bonnie, and I got to, and I will, you know, I got to the church and that was a victory, and NOLAs always finds a way.
Maybe you can introduce a 4/18 kind of treat, because I guess that's kind of a really important date for you, is that April 18th date.
I know, it just seems to always pop up, and, you know, sure enough, I'll make some cookies or something's going to be on the 14. It'll be the new name of new NOLAs.
There you go.
Something, right?
My like lucky number is 610. So I work for 610. If I ever check into a hotel, it's usually 610, and I had no idea. It's a number that follows me. So that's my number.
Wow. Have you ever looked into it? Have you ever Googled the numbers or anything?
No, never. I just go, oh, that's weird. Melissa, I wish you luck. Stay positive. Everything's going to be great, okay?
I believe that with my whole heart, Bonnie. And you know what? I want to thank you so much for following up with me. It means a lot. And like I said, like, the community has just been amazing, and I can't do it without you guys. So much love to everybody who's listening.
All right. Thanks, Melissa. Melissa Woodworth is the owner of NOLA's Bakery in St. Catharines. As she mentioned, her Ontario Street location, not open right now. Not sure if they will reopen there, but just go to their website, NOLA's Bakery, and you can find she's cooking and baking out of a church right now.